Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for us to focus in on some of the material that has been hot this week in the world of News Talk Radio with our weekly visit from Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at the Talkers Magazine, a part of the Talkers.com. This is a big business, ladies and gentlemen. I give you a really big deal. Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, the News Talk Television world, all of the bits and pieces. You're a big deal. I'm trying to.
It's too bad this is only radio because they can't see how I'm being hoisted into the studio on a crane with my boa and my wings.
Right. There's imagery for you that we all want to make sure we get.
It's like, you know, with smoke and lights. Uh-huh. Sort of like the entrance of the wrestling. Here we go.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da. Yes.
Right.
And now the $64,000 question is, what was the number one story this past week? The topics, the hot hits, if you will, the charts, the information for this past week, the week of January 27th to the 31st. Michael is here to run through them.
Okay, let me do it. I'm here.
Yes, you're there.
Let me do it.
All right.
Can I start?
You're welcome to start. Help yourself, yes.
Okay. At number 10, we have the Super Bowl run-up, and it's tied with Olympics controversies. Are there ever not Olympics controversies? I'm afraid it wasn't for controversies. I don't know if there'd be the Olympics.
People wouldn't even pay attention to the Olympics.
Yeah. Justin Bieber's legal woes, and that's tied with the Grammy Awards at number 9. So we got sports, and we've got entertainment, we've got celebrity gossip. And then at number 8, we get in some serious stuff, the U.S.-Afghanistan relations. Number 7, the financial markets activity. Number 6, the NSA spying scandal. Number 5, a topic I think we're going to live with for the next couple of years at least, and maybe for the next couple of decades. Who knows? Hillary in 2016. At number 4, extreme winter weather. At number 3, immigration legislation. At number 2, Obamacare criticism. And number 1, of course, I mean, this is a no-brainer, and I do want to talk to you about it. The State of the Union address is the number 1. Quickly looking at the people survey for this past week on news talk radio stations such as the ones the folks are listening to right now. At number 10, Peyton Manning tied with Richard Sherman. For those who don't know, there are a couple of football players. At number 9, Justin Bieber, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. In case people don't know, they're musicians. At number 8, Hamid Karzai, John Kerry at 7, Edward Snowden at 6. Number 5, Ted Cruz. Number 4, Chris Christie. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, the partner up there behind the president with Joe Biden, John Boehner. And Barack Obama at number 1. I love watching the 3 of them up there. The 2 guys on the back are absolutely sitting there going, I have to sit here for an hour and 20 minutes and be careful of every muscle on my face.
Right. Sitting there frowning, knowing that they've heard the same gobbledygook over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Is that what you wanted to talk about? You said you wanted time to talk about the State of the Union.
I found the coverage of the thing to be childlike. It was on CNN. I was not thrilled with how they covered it.
Mm-hmm. Childlike or childish in what way?
They were just yakking. I want to watch what's going on without necessarily talking over it.
Yeah,
there's too much. And come on, these are major issues. I don't need somebody's opinion who's either a has-been or a, you know, hey, whatever. I'm not criticizing just CNN. They all do it, but CNN was the one I was watching. It happened to be on what I watched. I found the president signing autographs on his way out to be extremely interesting aspect of how we no longer know the difference between celebrity and serious state functions. That to me blew my mind.
Well, I think this guy has such an overinflated feeling about his own relevance or self-importance. He's to be mocked because he doesn't really he doesn't deserve to have anything other than mocking attention. I don't find it disrespectful. I don't feel like I'm being disrespectful. I don't think the guy has earned a place in history, frankly, this is his only way of getting recognition. He's so, whatever it's his insecurity, whatever it is.
He's president of the United States, for crying out loud. What does he think he is, the governor of New Jersey?
Well, of some pop, maybe he thinks he's Jay-Z or one of these guys.
He's only the president. Gee, yeah. Alexander the Great. I mean, come on, you know. But I mean, in other words, you think that he overplays even being president, huh?
It's been very difficult for me through the years. When he first was running, I said to everybody who listened to me, this guy is a $3 bill. There is nothing about his body language. There's nothing about his expression. There's nothing about his presentation or his presence that breeds either confidence or integrity. And that I said when he first showed up on the scene. I remember meeting him when he was running against Nancy Skinner, who had been a part of this program for 2 or 3 years. She ran for the Senate. Remember that in Illinois?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And she ran against Obama, and Obama handily won. But I remember when I was helping her a little bit run at the beginning, meeting a couple of the candidates, and thinking, what is this guy? Who is he? When he walked into the room, or you were around him, it was so obvious everything was about him. It was all about him. And it tested the fact that the news media so enveloped him. And when you compare him and the experience that Hillary Clinton had and all the other things, there was just nothing that was even comparable, close to being comparable, in what the two of them brought to the table. And yet he, for whatever the reason, breaks through and wins. I've been around, I mean, I've spent a lot more time around Hillary Clinton than I have around Obama, and I don't mean that to sound like somebody who's, there's a credibility factor in having spent some time with Mrs. Clinton. I just found her, I've always found her to be someone, whether you like her policy, I didn't like the health care, the policies and politics that I didn't care for, but as far as her, being someone that has integrity and a work ethic, she's far superior to any president that we've had, maybe since her husband. I was certainly far superior to George Bush. I'm off on a toot now doing a talk show, but excuse me.
You are doing a toot, and I just had breakfast. It's great. When am I back on?
Go ahead.
Let me just finish chewing these sausages. Okay.
All right.
No, I mean, it's interesting what you're saying. It's very interesting what you're saying. I'm listening to you. I find it interesting. I think that Obama is a president, and I am not a fan of politicians.
Yeah.
I've been looking back at presidents. You know who is a pretty credible guy looking back as I get older? I hope I get wiser. This is crazy. John F. Kennedy is looking better and better.
Terrific.
In terms of what he said, his body language, and his angles on things.
Yep.
And I didn't care for him when I was younger.
Neither did I. The more you give credence to what he did and how he was a terrific president. He really was. And his LBJ was one of the worst. You look at...
Gets worse by the day. Gets
awful.
Worse by the day.
Awful.
As you look at it. But the point I'm bringing up is, it's kind of hard to know how a president will be perceived historically when you're still in the contemporary days of their presidency.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what I'm thinking as you're talking about Obama. It'd be interesting if we could come back 100 years from now and see how history treats him. It quite often is very different than the people of the time.
Well, also, and history gets rewritten, and what really happened oftentimes doesn't show up in print. That happens.
Boy, is that ever true? Is that ever true?
Right.
And that's another thing I've learned over the years as I've hopefully gotten wiser, is that there's no empirical truth about history. We grew up in an era where they taught us history as though it were fact. You know, the ultimate lie that we learned in our era was Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Right.
That's the mother of all historical
lies. And we have a holiday to honor this cur who brought nothing but horror to the Americas. Let's talk about that in a second. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're discussing some of the hot hits of this past week conversationally on News Talk Radio around the country.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're on the Doug Steffen pathway to understanding the events of the world with Michael Harrison, who's here from Talkers.com at Talkers Magazine, or the other way around, actually, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Every day you should check out, if you're a fan of the format, you want to know what's going on with your favorite hosts and the ideas and topics that are being presented, you watch every day as things change at Talkers.com. Michael and I continue with our conversation in a few moments here.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen as we review what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television, the so-called new media. Do they call it they, whoever they are? Is there a reference to the new media anymore? I don't think it's called that per se, is it?
Well, we don't call it the new media seminar anymore because we were the first to call it a new media seminar, and it's there's nothing new about new media.
No, but it's not new media anymore. It's all digital, and I mean, it's all part of what people take into account when it comes to their listening habits. They're looking for things that used to be on the radio exclusively and now are on the radio, and they could be on various digital mechanisms.
It's still new media. I mean, there was once a time when smoke signals was new media. There's always new media.
Mm-hmm.
But the term new media doesn't apply the same way within our inner industrial conversation as it did, because we're no longer telling people, hey, get with it, build a website. We're moved down the road a piece in terms of...
Websites are even passé. People will tell you websites are passé, or Facebook is passé, or Twitter is passé.
Well, that's the point. The wheel keeps turning, but you can't build an artistic scene on quicksand. So sometimes we have to maintain the viability of some of these chapters in media evolution so we can build businesses and platforms on them. Otherwise, there'll be nothing but advertisements for new smartphones and no shows, no media, no business, no networks, no organization. And that's the challenge we face inside the industry, trying to keep the thing on enough solid ground so that culture can develop around these things, as opposed to it just being one computer electronics show. And that's where we're at.
Issue-wise this week, is it me or are we being reactionary? You and I are both kids about the same age. So we remember back, I got off on the air talking about a big storm that affected most of Europe during late January 1953, far worse than anything that we have seen in this country so far this winter, and far worse than Sandy, far worse than anything we've seen for a long time, actually. And yet we've allowed ourselves to get into this fear mode, or into this mode where the news media seems to control what we're thinking. We're not individuals anymore. We've all become wimps. And we at the first sign of anything, look at all of the stories that were built around those kids that were in school buses caught in the Atlanta 2-inch snowstorm. I mean, this kind of stuff, it seems to me, is so self-defeating. Am I on the right page? Did that become a topic of conversation in and of itself anywhere other than with me?
Well, you're covering a swath of conversations from the politicization of you know, natural disasters to the sensationalism of human interest stories. So yeah, politics and science don't go very well together because it becomes a lie, and human interest stories become sensational for reality. And we have a journalism problem in this country, we have a political problem in this country, and we might have a weather problem, but we're not sure because the politicians and the journalists have used it for their own exploitation.
But should we be using the term extreme? When we find ourselves looking often for new superlatives because the old ones have been so abused.
Yeah, well, extreme, you know, mega, awesome, super. These are all things that are the tools of a hyped-up world, a world of hype. But the fact is, weather has always been extreme. The world has always been a dangerous place. And ironically, a case could be made that people are living longer and healthier and safer today than ever before in human history.
Yeah.
And yet most people feel these are the most dangerous of times. And maybe both are true because we're schizophrenic. We really have a lot of mental issues living
condition.
As members of this species.
Yeah, right. That's a way of looking at it. All right, Michael, thank you as usual for your comments. Michael Harrison, check out dailytalkers.com. He's responsible for the list of charts that we have every week here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with a continuing overview of what's gone on. Sometimes it's fun to listen to what's going on in other circumstances, that is other talk radio programs, and thus the review not only of the charts for the week with the folks from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, but also the essence of what other talk radio hosts, news talk television people are saying about some of the issues. And we all know the President's State of the Union address was the big item this past week. So let's listen to a conversation that Tim Conway Jr., yes, he is the son of the comedian Tim Conway, does a talk radio show in Los Angeles. He and Aaron Bender talk about what they thought was pretty outrageous regarding the State of the Union address this past week.
My low light was these low lifes. These guys sitting there, and I'm not talking about just the president, I'm talking about these guys in general.
Politicians.
But they had a Marine there, or a guy who has served 10 deployments.
Yeah, that's
10
that's
terms
obscene.
In either Afghanistan or Iraq. I think it's Afghanistan. He was there 10 different times. That's outrageous. And then everybody is shocked that he was injured and his life was almost ended there in Afghanistan. Well, a couple of things. One, nobody in the military should be asked to go anywhere 10 times. Maybe he volunteered for it.
By the way,
that's possible.
But to your point, the deployments are well in excess of what was originally promised.
Oh, absolutely.
To us.
Absolutely.
So even if he did volunteer, let's take this guy out of the equation.
Right.
There are guys being asked, guys and women, being asked to serve multiple deployments well in excess of what they bargained for.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he gets injured, he comes back, he's had a ton of surgeries, and he can barely speak, he can barely stand, his dad's there helping him, and it seems like a very tight-knit family. And then they say, isn't it great that he's come so far and we've got to really support our military? Then both the Republicans and the Democrats, the Independents, everybody gets up and they applaud for what seemed like ever. It was probably about 3 minutes, and yep, that's a long standing ovation. Here's why I hate that. This is the same crew that tried to reduce their benefits 2 months ago in Congress and in the Senate. And then they turn around on national TV and use this guy and applaud it like they're pro-military.
Absolutely right. Both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, treat these vets horribly. They send them to war.
They pay them practically nothing.
Talk about how they're so rah-rah, as you say, they wrap themselves in the flag and the military particularly, and then when they come home...
And look at the jobs they're asked to do. They're asked to go to a foreign country where they don't speak the language, they don't know the culture very well, and they got to pick out the good guys and the bad guys? I can't do that here in Westwood. I can't go down Westwood and pick out who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. They've got to go to another world and do that, where a lot of guys, the only thing that's on their mind is killing Americans. And they'll do it even if they have to kill themselves. It's an impossible job. We pay them practically nothing, and then we try to take their benefits from them. And then when it serves our purpose, we have them, one of the guys who was really injured on TV, and stand up and applaud him for 3 minutes.
This is one of the most annoying realities in my world of having these sorts of discussions on the air. It sends me into the ozone, listening to Tim talk about this, and these phony effing politicians who get out there and use these guys as a backdrop for their own careers, and they're right. Both Republicans and Democrats do it, and then behind the scenes they're cutting their benefits. There was an overview, and I can't remember where I saw it this week, Richie. It may have been on public television, story of how veterans benefit. There's been an event. No, it was on the CNN, Anderson Cooper. Now I remember where I saw it. An investigation as to why the Veterans Department and Veterans Affairs and the Veterans Hospitals have been so slow at responding to the needs of all these soldiers that are coming back. They profile a fellow who had some kind of, I think it was a, it was either lymphoma or colon cancer or something like that, and he's waited months to be even seen because they can't get him in the hospital. These people should be taken out and shot. I'm talking about the people who are running these phony, phony, phony BSers from the top all the way to this guy, Shashikara, or whatever his name is, some general in the Army who became the Director of Veterans Affairs for who knows what reason, what qualifies him. But these guys are getting shafted left and right, and these phonies in Washington keep using their backdrop. If I were one of these guys, I'd spit in their face. That's how badly they're being treated. I wouldn't say, oh, sure, we'll show up so we can be used as a prop for your campaigns. Get lost. That sounds pretty strident to me, but this really annoys me. All right, let's go to host Frank Beckman now, talking to Jay Timmons, who's the CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers, about his take on the state of the union with regard to the minimum wage, et cetera, et cetera.
The big focus for the president was on government involvement in all sorts of businesses and in trying to drive up the minimum wage and lift workers' salaries even higher. What was your reaction to all of this?
Well, you know, State of the Union speeches have become just kind of a laundry list or a wish list of presidents, and that's really unfortunate. The president called for a year of action, and, you know, from a manufacturing perspective, we want this to be a year of growth. We really appreciate the president's focus specifically on manufacturing and the recognition that a strong manufacturing economy means a strong nation economically. But quite honestly, the prescriptions that he outlined probably, they won't accomplish that goal.
Where is the disconnect? Where in the minds of business owners and those who do the hiring and who are successful, where does the president not get it?
Well, you know, I think it's always tempting for a chief executive, whether it's a president or a governor or others who give these major addresses, to just kind of focus on populist political points. And that was clearly the case in many of the things the president said last night. But where the disconnect is, your specific question is not recognizing that it's already 20% more expensive to manufacture in this country than it is anywhere else in the rest of the world. And that's after you take out the cost of labor. So don't even talk about the labor costs that he was attempting to address. It's taxes, it's regulation, and energy costs. Those three things really drive the cost of manufacturing, and those are the things that we need to focus on in a way that enhances investment and job creation rather than deters it.
But wait, he said that we're seeing energy costs go down already.
Well, I will. So that is the one area where I think you got to give credit where credit's due. Energy costs have come down. That's largely due to the expansion of natural gas exploration and development. I think the concern that all consumers should have, and manufacturers use a third of the nation's energy supply, so we have a great concern, is that the regulatory agenda that the president outlined will drive up the cost of energy. So there's a disconnect there with what is happening on one hand with what he would like to accomplish on the regulatory front with greenhouse gas regulation and ozone regulation that would drive up the cost of energy and therefore make it more expensive, again, to manufacture here and drive away investment and jobs.
All right, so there's that, the essence of, again, understanding what's going on from the point of view of those who may be indirectly involved. What a great question to ask. Would you be supportive of the increase in wages if you knew that what you have in that basket was going to cost you more? No, not me. 888-302-3684. Okay, coming up, more on the State of the Union. That's next here as Doug Steffen continues with the overview, helping you understand what the big issues of the week are here.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, Dan.
Next 7 year, continuing with our overview of some of the hot hits this past week conversationally, State of the Union certainly on the top of that heap. Here's host Jason Rantz talking to Congressman Derek Kilmer of Washington about the president's comments that 2014 was a year of action and he planned on getting things done with or without Congress.
This idea that the president is going to, as much as he possibly can, go around the Congress in order to get some of his ideas done, to get some of his programs passed. Congressman Kilmer, you are in that system that he may circumvent. What's your response?
Well, you know, I think you've seen over the last year, from the sequester cuts to the government shutdown to threatening the full faith and credit of the United States, congressional inaction has caused a lot of problems. For folks all around the country and certainly for folks in our state. I don't think we can let that be the status quo anymore. Ideally, I think both parties in Congress should work together. In my view, the boat moves best when all oars are in the water rowing in the same direction. And I think what you've seen in recent years is the oars out of the water focusing on beating each other over the heads. And I think that gig ought to be up. And I'm part of a group, here in Congress that's called the Problem Solvers Caucus, and part of a group called the Bipartisan Working Group that's trying to actually figure out, rather than focusing on fighting over things that members of Congress disagree on, trying to figure out where we can kind of find common ground and make progress on things where we can actually work together. And that's my hope, is that you could actually see, when we saw in December Congress come together and pass a budget in a bipartisan fashion, I hope that can be a blueprint for future bipartisan collaboration. Specifically on helping small businesses and moving our economy forward. And I think that's the ideal approach.
All right. Now, let's turn our attention now to the other side. Here is Megyn Kelly talking to Senator Ted Cruz about his problems with the president's State of the Union address.
Your thoughts on the president's planned year of action?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there was very little action there that was actually responsive to what the American people are feeling and what they're experiencing. If you listen to what he said tonight, he didn't say a single word that acknowledged that the Obama economic policies have resulted in the lowest labor force participation since 1978. Millions of Americans have lost his jobs because of the Obama economic policies. And sadly, tonight, he redoubled on
so much
people who are struggling the most to achieve the American dream.
Sorry about that, Senator. We lost you for 1 second. I want to ask you about the president and what specifically he talked about, how government's role in our lives. Because he said that what people want, a year of action, that's what most Americans want, for all of us in this chamber to focus on their lives and their hopes and their aspirations. I had Glenn Beck on the program last week who said that's exactly what Americans do not want. They want government out of their lives. They don't want government focused on their hopes or their aspirations.
Well, you know, we've had an awful lot of government focused on the lives of the American people, spying on our cell phones, on our emails, whether it's the NSA or Consumer Finance Protection Bureau or HHS or the IRS. And you're right. A lot of Americans would like the government to butt out, but even more importantly, would like the government to stop putting massive regulations, massive taxes that are killing small businesses and killing jobs. Obamacare is the biggest job killer in the country. You know, it was striking, Megyn, tonight throughout an hour-plus-long speech. The president didn't say a single word to the over 5 million Americans who've had their health insurance canceled because of Obamacare. He left them in the cold. If he thinks Americans want action, what they'd like is for the federal government to stop taking away their health insurance, taking away their jobs, forcing them into part-time work. And sadly, he provided no relief whatsoever on those grounds.
Senator Ted Cruz. All right. So let's spend a few minutes or a few seconds listening to a couple of talk radio callers and what you had to say about the president's State of the Union.
I think it's just more the same old rhetoric. You know, he's very good at NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, as far as making people believe, oh, it's so wonderful. And on the surface, he's a good speaker, no doubt. But the Democrats that I know are just about fed up with this guy because their lifestyle isn't changing. They're working more hours and having less of a better comfort zone. I'm a roughneck for a living, and I'm having a hard time finding work in Texas in the oil field right now, even though it's booming. It's just quite sad. If he would have talked about bringing back Glass-Steagall and getting rid of the derivative debt, I would be the first one to champion him.
wonder how nosy with Glass-Steagall what that bill was all about. Good conversation, good input.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This week, saw something interesting in the career of John McCain, longtime senator and controversial figure, former presidential candidate, never shy, never retiring, never bashful when it comes to issues. So now the Republican Party has been so reshaped in his home state of Arizona that now at least some of the members, the leading group in the Republican Party, thinks that he's too far to the left. Here are our hosts, Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, talking to Senator McCain about that problem he has with the Republican Party there in Arizona.
Your Republican friends don't like you right now. They censured you over the weekend. They say that your voting is too Democrat. What is the deal with that?
Yeah, what's the purpose of this? This is coming out of nowhere. They know who John McCain is.
Well, first of all, I'd be glad to send you. In fact, I will all of the ratings I have from the American Conservative Union, Citizens Against Government Ways, National Taxpayers Union. All these outfits grade me extremely high, extremely high. And
we'll send you our ratings too.
I have a proud conservative record, it's regrettable, and you know I've kind of addressed the issue, and I don't want to continue on. But one thing that they alleged was that somehow I was for funding of Obamacare, and that I led the fight for 25 days on the floor of the Senate against Obamacare. I campaigned for months for Mitt Romney and against Obamacare, but I didn't want the government shut down because I saw the devastating effects of it, and there was no way that it was going to fund Obamacare. And, of course, the others, quote Amnesty, I believe we need comprehensive immigration reform. We have 11 million people living in the shadows, and nobody believes they're going to be deported. So that's de facto amnesty of leaving them in that situation. And I don't want to bother you with all the details, but in order for someone under the plan we have, they have to wait 10 years, they have to pay back taxes, they have to pay a fine, they have to pay learn English,
right.
And then after 10 years, they have to get in line behind everybody else after having paid thousands of dollars in fees. I don't call that amnesty. Mm. And we're going, among other things, part of this bill, we're going to get 90% effective control of the border, which we don't have now, by the way, and 20,000 additional border patrol.
All right, so let me paraphrase then. What it sounds to me is you're sick and tired of the GOP putting you in a corner. Why don't you just retire?
Oh, I love what I'm doing. It gets me fired up.
So are you going to run again?
I'm more likely today than I was a couple of days ago.
Oh, because of the censure.
Look, I love it in the arena. Did you ever read sometime over the air? Read Teddy Roosevelt's The Man in the Arena. I love the arena. Mm. I love the battle. I love the fight. I love the accomplishments. I'd love to serve.
Girls just want to have fun. All right, so he'll be fine. Meanwhile, speaking of girls, the story of Amanda Knox, a lot of gossip about this. She and her Italian ex-boyfriend found guilty yesterday, no surprise here, murdering that woman, Meredith Kircher, a number of years ago, sentenced to 28 years in prison. What kind of crazy people are there in Italy? I mean, they try her and they put her in jail, then they free her. Now they try her again and she's guilty again. These people are nuts. How many real Italians do you know? And is this, if you're an Italian, do you find this offensive? Maybe you find what I'm saying offensive. So let's recap the items that are on this hour of the countdown. Or generally speaking, they are the items this week. Number 10, Justin Bieber and his problems. Number 9, Jay Leno and his leaving the Tonight Show. Number 8, John McCain, not highly thought of by the Republicans in Arizona, apparently. At least some of them, anyway. Obamacare and affordable care, insurance coverage, that sort of thing. Number 7 this week. Number 6, story that has been, I guess when you look at the list, Obamacare and the NSA have been pretty much in it for months and months and months, and probably will stay there for months and months and months, as maybe appropriately so. So number 5, the Olympic security concerns. Number 4, the concern over new legislation for immigration reform. Winter weather is number 3. Super Bowl number 2. And number 1, the State of the Union address, right here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.